There's an old saying in flying that your number of takeoffs, if you're in an airplane, should equal your number of landings in an airplane. Unless you have a master parachutist rating, and while a member of the Air Force Academy parachute team, you had 550 jumps. Oh, and that's not much compared to the other things that Colonel, U.S. Air Force retired, Sidney Gutierrez has done after being born in Albuquerque and graduating from Valley High School. Stay tuned for his story. Michael Swickard here. Welcome to Enchanting People of New Mexico, sponsored by the Fresh Chili Company of Las Cruces, New Mexico. Our award-winning Hatch red and green chili, boy, is it good. It's from locally owned farms in Hatch, New Mexico, the chili capital of the world. Our Enchanting People series is where we talk about someone or several people who have made an impact upon New Mexico. Some people on this list spend their entire life in New Mexico, some only spend a few years, but regardless, we in New Mexico are better off because these people were in New Mexico. I want to talk about Sidney McNeil Gutierrez. He was born in Albuquerque in 1951. His father was a forest ranger, and he grew up developing an ambition, an important ambition. He was in first grade when, in October of 1957, Sputnik was launched into space. I was in second grade in Albuquerque, but a different elementary school. He, like myself, looked up and saw the Sputnik at sunset going west to east. It started a dream in Sid. He likes the name Sid better than Sidney, so I'll go back and forth. Did you know he had four siblings and all became professionals in law, accounting, engineering, and education, but he had a dream. His dream was he wanted to go into space. And when the first Mercury missions left Earth, he set his goal of being an astronaut. Young, I think he was in fifth grade when he decided, I'm going to be an astronaut. His senior year at Valley High School, he graduated in 1969. His work at getting good grades, which he had worked very hard, paid off as he was appointed to the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, Colorado. By then, he had a firm grip on a dream that you might say is far-fetched, but was possible. To be able to be an astronaut, he knew what the steps were. He had to be a test pilot. Well, he had to go to the Air Force Academy and graduate with honors so that he could be able to be assigned as a fighter pilot, because that was the road to being a test pilot, which is from where almost all the astronauts progressed. Only New Mexico's Harrison Smith from Silver City, he went to the moon as a geologist, but he had to become a jet pilot first. Become an astronaut and go into space, that was his dream. And I won't keep you in suspense. He didn't go into space once. He went twice. Now, for most people, just going to the Air Force Academy and serving in the military would be quite a dream. It was for Sid Gutierrez, who graduated with honors and was sent to pilot training at Lackland Air Force Base in Del Rio, Texas. His dream was alive, but many years away. His leadership skills that he developed at the Air Force Academy and he developed all through serving in the Air Force, it served him well. The Air Force didn't send him out to a fighter base yet after he graduated from his primary flight training. He stayed for a couple years as a T-38 instructor pilot. In 1978, he returned to New Mexico as an F-15 pilot for the 7th Tactical Fighter Squadron at Holloman Air Force Base next to Alamogordo. An interesting connection. As a space shuttle pilot later on, the practice landing site for the shuttles was Northrop Strip, just west of Holloman. So he knew that area really well as being a fighter pilot. And then it progressed from there. Michael Swickard here, Enchanting People of New Mexico, is where we talk about people special to New Mexico. Hit subscribe to automatically get these podcasts. Today I'm talking about Sid Gutierrez, who had a dream and did so much more afterwards. What he knew He wanted to go into space. He wanted to be an astronaut. And that there were steps which must be taken. First, he had to be at the top of his high school class at Valley High School in Albuquerque and get an appointment to the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, Colorado. There he must distinguish himself and be allowed to become a fighter pilot. Then he must get assigned to the test pilots school and do well there. Finally, when all of the pieces were in place, then he could compete to become an astronaut for NASA. And friends, Sidney McNeil Guterres did each of those steps day by day, month by month, year by year, so that after logging over 4,500 flying hours in about 30 different types of airplanes, he was selected by NASA in May of 1984. His dream from high school took 15 hard years of work, but as you will see, that work paid great dividends. In 1991, he was going into space, and then in the next 33 years, he filled several roles in NASA, in the Air Force as a colonel, and after retirement, when he then used that training experience to serve in other capacities. But first, going into space as the first Hispanic space shuttle pilot was the next thing on his dream list, and it was quite a dream list. Now, one of the things that happened when I watched Sputnik go over in 1957, my uncle looked up and said, "Remember this moment forever and ever, because it changed the world." And I saw that bright dot going overhead. I got to still have space interest then and now. I followed as a young man. I have followed Mercury, Gemini, and Apollo programs closely, built Mercury and Gemini models to and sat on my desk. And then I certainly watched the space shuttle program very closely. What I knew early on, and still to this very day, is that the competition to be in the space program then and now was and is very fierce. They all want to go into space. Of course they do. And it is years and years of excellence that allows some of them to succeed. And those that don't quite succeed, they're still excellent, but they weren't quite excellent enough. Certainly that's true of Sidney Guterres. In 1986, I worked for Frank Borman, Colonel Frank Borman, who was the astronaut on Apollo 8. He was also in a Gemini flight too. Well, he moved to Las Cruces, and I was doing a New Mexico Daily History project. And that research is actually part of these podcasts too, and I was doing that for him. If you read Colonel Borman's great book, it's Countdown, you see the same excellence in him that allowed him to be a fighter pilot, a test pilot, and then an astronaut in the Gemini and Apollo programs. Then and now, the competition is intense for the very few rides into space. Now, before the commercial ability to buy yourself into space for 5 minutes, less than 700 people in the last 60 years have made it into space, and only 24 of those went to the moon. Only 12 walked on the moon. Frank Borman did not walk on the moon, but he did go to the moon. Excellence in competition is the key, and that's what Sid Guterres from Albuquerque, New Mexico, understood at an early age. Now, he went into space twice. The first time on STS-40 Columbia, he was the shuttle pilot, and it started June 5th. I think it went 8 days, June 5th, 1991. The second time was 3 years later. He was the spacecraft commander of STS-59, the Endeavour, and that started on April 9th, 1994. And I could talk for a very long time about these accomplishments, what they did in space. You can certainly read about them. But there's one accomplishment not mentioned in all of the biological data that I've looked at. It is the inspiration that he has provided for others who look up and dream of space or have a dream. Or to the others that just want to go to the military academy. Colonel Sidney Guterres retired from the Air Force and NASA in September 1994 and returned to Albuquerque, his beloved Albuquerque. But he wasn't done with excellence in leadership yet. There is much more to say about Sidney Gutierrez, which I will do in a moment. Michael Swickard here, Enchanting People of New Mexico, is where I talk about people who are special to New Mexico. Hit subscribe if you'd like to automatically get these podcasts. I'm talking today about an amazing man, Sidney Gutierrez, who I have noted was a hard charger in the Air Force, taking on a number of hard roles and doing them well, doing them with excellence. And then he was with NASA, including two flights on the space shuttles, one on Columbia, one on Endeavour, and a lot of other stuff he did with NASA. All of this after a stellar time in high school. He knew he had to do that. And that's with the Albuquerque Public Schools at Valley High School and the Air Force Academy, where he was a master parachutist with, get this, 550 jumps. If you go to the International Space Hall of Fame in Alamogordo, you'll see that Sidney Gutierrez was a 1995 inductee into the International Space Hall of Fame, and for a good reason. Upon retirement from the Air Force and NASA, he joined the senior management team at Sandia National Laboratories in Albuquerque. He never stopped looking up at the sky and thinking about space travel. So in 2012, he joined a company called Rocket Crafters Incorporated, which is now Via Space. He was a member of the board of directors. Now, he retired after 20 years of service on the senior team of Sandia National Laboratories. And in 2015, he became the chairman of the board and CEO of Rocket Crafters. And he has certainly served on a number of other nonprofit boards and other boards. He's married to Mary Ann Sue, and they have three children. But there's one more honor that speaks volumes on this man. There is a Sidney Gutierrez Charter School in Roswell, in the Roswell Independent School District. Hundreds of school children each year have a great place to learn to dream and to get the skills to be able to follow their dreams. Now, that is the legacy of Sidney Gutierrez. We are glad to know his story of excellence and achievement that he leads us with, and we say, well done. Thanks. Let's talk about the Fresh Chili Company in Las Cruces, New Mexico. They sponsor these New Mexico History and Culture podcasts. Something great is happening right now in the Hatch Valley chili fields. And right now, the chili crop has been planted. So the clock is started, as they say in space travel. It started to the point that we will be able to start picking chili peppers. I smile when I think of all that great chili that will start to be picked and roasted in just a couple of months. We're figuring it's going to be probably in July that you'll start to see those fiery drums going and the chili coming out of them. Now, what's the best way to get your chili all lined up this year? This is the way I have done it. My favorite is Big Jim Blend of red and green, medium. That's my favorite, and I have pre-ordered it. You can pre-order the 2024 Veritol Special Reserve Big Jim or Sandia Select Hatch Chopped Green Chili or Big Jim or Sandia Select Enchilada Sauce. I love that enchilada sauce. As quickly as this year's crop of Veritol Special Reserve chili peppers are picked and processed, the jars of these wonderful sauces will be sent to you. Now, the 2024 onion crop is doing well, and pretty soon you'll be able to get those sweet onions. And if you'd like that taste today, we have Hatch Sweet Onion Dressing. Everybody knows that Hatch Valley is renowned for chili, but it is for the sweetest onions in the world. And this Hatch chili, it's a dressing, combines onions, avocado oil, and Hatch chili Dijon mustard. That's a good thing to get. One thing that happens when people live in Las Cruces or come to our area, they can go by the Fresh Chili Company's gift shop. It's at 1160 El Paseo Road, Suite D7, open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can come by and see all these things. This is Michael Swickard with the Enchanting People of New Mexico, brought to you by the Fresh Chili Company. Thank you for your time today. We'll always have lots of news and stories about New Mexico and people from New Mexico on these podcasts. If you have something or someone you want me to talk about, write to me, michael@freshchilico.com, michael@freshchilico.com. Have a great rest of your day. Oh, yes, and eat plenty of that Hatch Valley chili. Like I always say, some chili's good, more's better, as long as it's Hatch Valley chili.